Hello, hello les gens. Comment ça va? C'est Miss V de retour pour vous parler de mes aventures mille et nombreuses. Alors aujourd'hui, je pense que bon, je vais un peu détailler mes voyages. Comme j'en ai pas mal fait, je pense que ce serait bien que je commence par les pays dans lesquels j'ai vécu, parce que j'ai pas vécu dans plusieurs pays. Je pense que j'ai vécu que dans 4 pays, enfin 5. Le Sénégal, le Ghana, la France, les États-Unis et l'Angleterre. Donc ça fait 5. Aujourd'hui, je vais vous parler de la France. Puisque je parle de la France, c'est pour ça que je parle en français. Beaucoup de gens m'ont reproché de plus parler anglais que français. Donc, bon, je sais pas trop. Je fais vraiment comme je le sens en fait. Donc, bear with me, please. I just wanted to share a bit about where I lived. The countries where I live, because like I said earlier, I traveled in many countries, but I did not live in many, many countries, not as much as I traveled. So that's what I mean. So I lived in 5 countries, some longer than others. In France, for instance, I lived there 6 to 7 years, I believe. And then in the UK, just a couple of months. I'm talking about living like for a long period of time. And in the US, 7 months, I think 6 months. And yeah, I'm not talking about, you know, the going and the back and forth. And then with Ghana, I've been there since 2017, so that's 2 years, almost three. And Senegal, I'm in Senegal. I lived in Senegal for pretty much 20 something years. So yeah, today I decided to focus on France, my experience in France. What brought me there and what happened there, basically. So I arrived in France in 2015, I believe. The funny story is that I was not supposed to study in Paris first. The idea was I went to do some tests first. You know, when you enter business schools, you have to do. When you apply, you have to succeed to some tests first, and some very difficult tests. And so I had to do those first, and those were happening in Lyon, which is, I think, the second city in France, biggest city. So I thought I was gonna study there because my first school was my first pick. The school, it was EM Lyon, and it was in Lyon, so I did not expect to end up in Paris. But what happened was, regarding the results I had on my test, the EM Lyon did not pick me. Fail. I was so sad. And it's only the school I ended up studying in picked me, so that was ISG. Institut Supérieur de Gestion in Paris, and that's where I ended up going. So I left Lyon. I was living there with some of my parents' friends, and I left Lyon to go to Paris. Yeah, so that's how it came about. And so I started school. I went to do my master's. And so I started the first year of the master at the school, IEG, and at the time it was called CME, Cursus de Management Accéléré. So yeah, it's, I mean, you know, at that stage, when after my bachelor, so it's still, you know, pretty broad, you know, it's management on a broader level. You learn everything, you know, you learn everything, comptabilité, marketing, communication, you know, law, corporate law, all those classes, you need them in a company. So that's what I was studying. And then for the first year I was in Paris, and then the second year of the master, the school had like a partnership with some schools abroad. So there was Japan, there was the US, and another one I forgot, but I picked the US, of course. Japan, I was not very attracted by Japan at that time, so I just picked the US. And so that's how I went to the US for 3 months. Did some courses there, went well, had the equivalence, they call it. It was a good experience. And then came back to Paris, and that was in 2009. And the craziest thing happened. One thing that I always loved, one company I always loved, was Apple. Growing up, I remember my cousin, he bought me my first iPod at that time. It was in 2003. That's when the love story started. And I remember saying, oh, I love Apple so much. I was enjoying my iPod, you know, started studying the company, what they were doing. And it was a dream, you know, it was a dream. And I was contacted by one of their people, HR people, back in 2009, saying that they are trying to recruit people for the first Apple store in Paris. I was like, what is happening? Is this a joke? And so I went through the whole process. I was so excited that, you know, I could not tell anyone. I wanted the thing to go through first before I even said anything. And so everything went well, you know. It took maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And then when they called me, I remember that day, you know, I could not bear the wait. I waited maybe 2 weeks for the last part of the, you know, the interview process. I waited almost 2 weeks. I was dying inside. Every day I was thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, I want to get in so bad. And they called me. I remember that day. It was in September 2009. I forgot the day. I could not stay in the house anymore because, you know, I was done with school, waiting for graduation and just waiting for, you know, looking for a job. So I was waiting for my call from Apple. So I decided to go to the mall. The shopping mall was like 15 minutes from my apartment. So I just went. And while I was getting into one random shop, I received the call. Imagine, in a mall, so much noise. I was like, oh my God, what is gonna happen? They're not gonna be able to hear me well. And so I tried to go to a little spot where they could hear me. And here they were talking to me, saying, yes, Missa, it's ex from Apple. I was like, okay. I was waiting. I was starting to worry. And, you know, all the blah, blah, blah. And so the guy did not want to tell me straight, well, you know, the answer. And I was just not having it. I said, can you please tell me? And then they were like, well, I'm calling to tell you the good news. You've been accepted. The minute he said accepted, I was like, oh! I started shouting. The whole place was looking at me like crazy. Non, sérieusement, c'était, je vais pas dire le plus beau jour de ma vie parce que beaucoup de choses, beaucoup de belles choses sont venues après. Mais c'était un jour magnifique et franchement, j'étais trop, trop contente. C'était pas encore officiel sur le papier, j'avais pas signé, j'avais rien fait, mais le fait que, voilà, c'était le début, quoi. J'étais trop contente. And I could not believe it. I remember I called my dad automatically. My dad is the first person I always call when, like, you know, when stuff like this happened in my life, professional or academic. Or he's the one always advising me. So I called him. I said, "Papa, guess what? I got a job." He said, "Oh, who?" I said, "Apple." He said, "Oh, stop lying. You know, nobody believed me. I had to send the copy of the contract when they sent it for them to believe it. It was amazing. It was amazing." So yeah, that was one of the highlights of my, you know, my private life, let's say. And that's when my whole experience of France changed, because when I was a student, you know, I was not really enjoying, you know, Paris, because I did not have the means really to do whatever I wanted to do. You know, I was lucky to have my parents pay for my school. And also, I was very, you know, I was only focusing on school. I wanted to succeed and you know, eventually get a good job and try to, make your parents proud. That was the goal. I was very focused. And so now that I had this job, good job at my dream company, I could really, you know, do whatever I wanted to do. And so, yeah, my whole experience changed. I went to places I've never went, traveled so much thanks to the company, you know, was able to afford nice things that I was not able to before. And so, yeah, I had like a good 3 years where, you know, I really enjoyed Paris and traveling around Europe. So yeah, and then, like, what happened usually with me, je m'ennuie vite, I start getting bored, and I start thinking about, you know, doing something different. So I started thinking, you know, going in another department maybe. I was like, at the beginning, I was just a salesperson. And then I moved to the marketing department. That's what I started really, and it was great. And then I started realizing that, you know, this is all fun, but I mean, I'm not learning much, you know. So I talked to my boss at that time. He said, "Okay, let's see. Maybe you can. We'll see whatever opportunity rises, we talk about it." And that's how, you know, at that time they had like some talks with some people that in Senegal wanted to have like a premium reseller, the first one at that time opening a store in Senegal. So they asked me to go and supervise it, and so it was a good thing for me. Came to Senegal for a while, was the store manager in Dakar. I learned a lot, but I mean, the store did not really work in terms of finances. The market was too young, was not ready for Apple products, so the store closed after a few years. So yeah, I ended up, you know, quitting Apple, and again, luck was on my side, and I mean, I ended up being recruited by L'Oréal, and the job was based in Dakar, so I stayed in Dakar. That's how I left France, to live in Dakar, and yeah, so that's a story for another week. But basically, you got a picture of my friend's experience, and I hope you enjoyed it. And Like I always say, don't hesitate to give me feedback, suggestions, and I'm happy to listen to them and always adjust. So yeah, have a good weekend, people. We are in December, last month of the year. Enjoy it with your families. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. Voila. Bisous, bisous. Take care of yourselves. Bye.